producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Which is exactly the same as 855-993-7569. It just depends whether you're a number person or a letter person or a little bit of both. But I am not going to fool around here. I'm going to go to Barbara because whether she was numbers or letters, she broke the code and called me very first, which means minimum waiting and maximum joy. So, Barbara, welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. So my son asked me to call you on his behalf.
Okay.
And the problem is trying to retrieve a few items that his dad, we were divorced since 1980, verbally, nothing in writing, told he and his brother that he would like to leave them when he passes. So these items are located about a half an hour away from us in a rundown old barn formerly owned by his dad and now by his wife, the boy's stepmom.
Okay.
His dad has been deceased for 5 years now. And since her husband died, his wife has gone into seclusion. She was always a little eccentric, but now that she's alone, she's even more secluded. My kids have tried to continue to be friends with her because they always had a good relationship, but she never answers their calls or any attempts to stop by. She doesn't answer the door. And a couple of years after he died, they did talk on the phone, but they didn't want to ask her for these items back then as they felt it would be pushing her. But now that time has gone by and she stopped answering the phone. They know she's alive because they're in touch with her biological son. So these items are meaningless to her. Some tools is what we're talking about for one son and a drum set for the other. Mm-hmm. Not worth anything to anybody but them. But if they don't get them soon, these items are going to dry rot and be useless. So my one son says, forget it, we'll get them when she dies. He heard from her biological son that she said she isn't giving anything to anyone. Keep in mind, there was no big fight, no animosity between the stepmom and my sons, but I can see her wanting to hold on to everything because that's how she is. So to finish up in the question, it would make the one son really happy to have his dad's drum set, as this was a bond that they had between them. The question is how to go about retrieving these items when she doesn't even answer the door, where they can ask her for them outright. I told them you would have the answer.
No pressure here. Okay. So tell me about the situation in which she's living. It sounds like it's kind of run down and
Does she have
financial problems?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, at least when in doubt, I mean, money was invented so people didn't have to negotiate, you know, what things were worth. So one of the possibilities, I mean, it would seem to me a couple of things. First of all, you've got the holidays coming up, which is an enormously emotional time for everybody, regardless of religion or anything else. And that's, you know, if countries can put down and armies can put down weapons, that people are sometimes influenced by just the confluence of the planets or something. And one of the reasons she may not answer the door at this moment is any one of a number of things. She may be paranoid, which is certainly part of getting older. I don't know if she's eating appropriately because malnutrition can create all sorts of emotional and mental states. It may be that she's smart enough to figure out that if she answers the door, they're probably just going to ask for something, and she really doesn't want to do that.
Right.
So it would seem to me, I guess I'm thinking along several parallel lines. One is that the biological son is probably the most valuable asset.
Okay.
And so one of the things I might do, and I don't know if you're viewed as neutral. I don't know who the one that is viewed as the least venal or the most predisposed is, whether it's one of the two sons or you. But whomever that is, I might go to the son, and instead of saying, look, this is what we want, I would say, What could she use? What would be meaningful for her? We could come and paint the house. We could offer to buy some things from her that have value to us and none to her. But rather than saying this is what we want, I would say what can we do that would be helpful to her, that she kept my dad healthy and happy for 25 years and we owe her, and she may not feel comfortable being around us, but we'd like to acknowledge our debt. Because then you put all the negotiations on a completely different footing. And you'll have some instant feedback about whether or not the reason she's not answering the door is that she's feeling that the boys are only grasping. And as you know, people can change because of any one of a number of issues. That if she has financial problems, if she's feeling that they're... How old is their stepmom at this moment?
66.
Well, that's a little young for dementia, but I mean, by definition, Alzheimer's is pre-senile dementia. I don't know if that's what's going on. I think being paranoid, or at least not willing to deal with people, is not necessarily a symptom of that, but can be, as can malnutrition, as can alcoholism, as can poverty in general, as can grief. So it's a little unclear what's going on, but it sounds like the person who's best disposed to act as the conduit to her is biological son. And as I said, what I would do with whomever he has the best relationship, maybe the son of yours that says, forget about it, of just saying, what can we do for her? You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. We're incredibly grateful for what a great wife she was to Dad and what a great stepmom she was to us. What can we do? Can we bring Thanksgiving dinner? Can we bring a tree? Can we paint the house? Can we, tell us what we can do that would be meaningful for her? And I would leave the issue of the stuff that they want as a secondary issue. Now, she's not stupid, and she may sort of sort out, well, you're being nice to me because you want something. But that's okay. The contracts are something in which everybody gives up a little to get something that they want. But going in just saying, look, we want the stuff, is very likely not going to work, just because she may feel that this is not only the last connection she has to their father, but the last connection she has to them. So there are a whole lot of reasons psychologically for her not to be willing to part with any of this stuff now. And I'm not even putting in the kind of less than charming motivations like, well, if they want it, then they can't have it. So I'm just talking about some of the positive ones. The point being that we don't really know what her motivation is, but you'll change the equation by, instead of saying we want, of saying what can we give you? And that's where I would start.
Okay? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and whomever
tell them
is,
I can't wait to play this for them.
Good, and it has to be sincere. It can't be. And you've got, as I said, you've got a couple of big holidays coming up. I don't know if their dad was a veteran, because that's a possibility as well. If we'd like to share some of the early photos of him in uniform, if you'd like. I mean, whatever you can hear, because I can hear in your voice that you got it. That people are much more willing to negotiate if they feel that there's something in it for them, as opposed to someone just trying to take from them. And it's not necessarily even ripping off, because, as you're saying, these don't have any value in theory to her. But the fact that they have value to the boys means that by definition they have value to her. Now, it may not be the nicest part, but and who knows? It may just be she doesn't want to lose contact, or she figures that, you know, once they're in the house that they're going to take things she really does want. I don't know what's going on for her, but neither does anybody else. Other than the possibility of her son, and he may not know either, and he may not want to get caught in the middle. But he's your conduit, and saying, you know, what can we do for her? We owe her. Should be
okay.
A better way to begin the negotiations. Okay.
I'll give it a shot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Barbara.
Hey. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yeah. So I sort of rise to the occasion of pressure, right? It's all on your shoulders, Brown.
Yep. You did great. Thanks. Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Barbara. My
Bye.
Pleasure.
Bye.
I always sort of go, you know, when someone says, okay, you know, we're having, it used to be bar bets, right? But thank goodness Google took care of that.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. All right, 855-993-7569. I am your little search engine for all things psychological. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Let me just take a moment and reiterate with Barbara's call a little bit, which is, the best way to get something from somebody is to offer them something, right? That everybody has to feel that they're getting something. And if you're feeling like somebody is just ripping you off, you're much less likely to negotiate with them. You're much less likely to sort of try and be fair with them. I mean, think about it. If somebody offers you something, most of us are grateful. And when somebody, you know, I remember when I it was before I was in broadcasting, actually. I had a friend who actually worked in broadcasting. Was, I know, a harbinger of things to come. And she, and because she was in sales, that one of the secrets about broadcasting is that the sales department basically gets most of the good stuff. You know, they get the restaurant stuff and whatever. So they're, I mean, which is fine. I mean, they're the ones who go out and whatever. All right, so they would invite us out. And I had no money. But even then, I understood that even though it wasn't costing them anything, that that they could choose not to invite us. And sometimes the tip, I would leave tax and tip, and sometimes the tax and tip was more than I would have paid for our dinner for ourselves. But I mean, I remember even then, it never even occurred to me, well, it didn't cost them anything, so why should it cost us anything? Because I felt like I was grateful that they were thinking about including us. It turns out that that theory doesn't necessarily hold up with other people, but I think it's something to keep in mind. That gratitude and expressing the gratitude are really important parts of the human experience. So, okay, it's National Sandwich Day. The Earl of Sandwich. Do we know about that? He was playing, I don't know if he was playing poker, he was playing cards. And he didn't want to take a full meal, so he just said, slap some meat between some bread, and that he invented the Earl of Sandwich, invented Sandwich Day.
Yeah, I'm
supposedly
not sure.
That's supposedly the true story.
Okay.
Why I wouldn't make it up, although it does sound a little made up, but it's apparently not. National Housewives Day. I'm surprised that there's not people outside picketing housewives. How about National Housewives Day? Do we even use that term anymore? I guess we use house husband.
Yeah.
We say stay-at-home mom. I don't know.
Those reality shows of the...
Oh, the housewives of Atlanta or something.
Yeah.
Which is certainly giving women, not to mention housewives, a bad name. Not to mention Atlanta, New York, and
exactly.
And sisterhood in general. All right, so those are, I suppose, if you're a housewife, you can make sandwiches. In 1783, the American Continental Army was disbanded. All right, folks, go home. In 1911, Chevrolet officially enters the automobile market in competition with the Ford Model T, which was the only car you could buy for a long time. Where did I read someplace that there were all these cars that nobody had ever heard of, with names that nobody had ever heard of? I mean, there were like 20 of them. I mean, because the ones that survive, obviously, we know about. Even though the Edsel's still my fave. Imagine, I mean, you know, Edsel was one of the Ford, I think, grandsons. They named the car after him, and it tanked. I just like to go through life being called an Edsel. I mean,
yeah.
The car was named after him, but that isn't how it turned out, so what can I tell you? In 1954, the first Godzilla film is released and marks the first appearance of the character of the same name. Godzilla. This is an interesting factoid. Washington, D.C. residents are able to vote in a presidential election for the first time. If I asked you, you already know this because you looked, I assume. But if I asked you when the first time, you'd probably say like 1850 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
1964.
Hmm.
Because it was a district. It wasn't, so you couldn't vote for the president. They couldn't vote for the president.
Yeah.
Taxation without representation is tyranny. Isn't that how we got started? One World Trade Center officially opened in 2014, which I got to tell you, if you lived in New York, it was just one of those days where there was jubilation. It's not so much that the building is wonderful, although it's not a bad-looking building at all. It's certainly much better than the original towers, which were basically just towers. Nobody liked those buildings. And they weren't even, nobody even talked about them. The only people who ever used them iconically were Channel 11, because, and they didn't use it till fairly late, where they would have somebody talking about the Channel 11, and you'd have these two big pillars standing up, which looked like 11s. But, I mean, people talked about the Chrysler Building, people talked about the Woolworth Building, people certainly talked about the Empire State Building. Nobody ever talked about the World Trade Center, because until 2001, and then they became iconic, and still do. I mean, you still see pictures and whatever. But when the building actually opened ahead of time, ahead of schedule, and everybody just felt, and the other sort of part of that was the Winter Garden, which is across the street, across the highway from it, opened a year earlier than it was scheduled to and under budget. And the workmen all said it was their gift to New York, you know, to the citizens of New York. So there was still that sense about that whole experience that united people, which was, even though it was a terrible time, that, and I think World Trade Center actually did open a little bit ahead of time. So it's been open a year today. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. Manny saw the same story that we did. We talked about the drunken woman who got into the tiger cage and got bitten, and we were worried that they were going to do something to the tiger, because and the tiger was an amputee. That the tiger's whose name was May was caught in a trap, and they had to amputate one of her legs to save her. So she was a three-legged tiger, and this nutty woman gets in and gets bitten, and they took her to the hospital, and then they had to call the zoo. And so everybody was quite worried that they put the tiger down, which is what sometimes happens. Gosh. But there was a huge outcry about, you know, the woman was stupid. The tiger didn't do anything wrong.
Well, what's the thing you always say? What's the point of being stupid unless you can show it?
Exactly. Exactly. And she's now famous for being stupid. But yeah, they're saving the tiger. So there you go. Alrighty.
Where did the tiger bite her? That's what I want to know.
Why did he bite her?
Where did the tiger
bite her?
Her hand.
Huh. Yeah, she was petting him. The zoos have been in the news a lot in the last couple of weeks. Remember the Norwegian hunters who shot two moose who were in the zoo? But, I mean, which is stupid, but at least they had the whatever it takes to call up the zoo and say, our bad.
Yep.
And they're going to end up having to pay for it, which I think she should have to pay for something, although I don't think she's going to lose her hand. She certainly lost any credibility that she had. All right, here's my other stupid story of the week. A server is facing a credit card fraud for writing in a tip for herself. It turns out it was at Outback Steakhouse, and the bill was $80 or something, or $81. And when the people got their charge card, it was for $90. She put in a 10% tip. If you're going to write in your own tip, at least put in 15%. I know, it's not funny. It's not a joke. Kind of stupid. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We were talking yesterday about the fact that Google, who is one of the entries in the automobile, I wasn't stuttering, had families bring their kids essentially trick-or-treating in the parking lot, so the cars could get used to kids that didn't necessarily look like kids and the movement of kids, with the idea being that a self-driving car would have to be able to anticipate. As I said, I thought they should have softball games with kids running after balls and dogs and things of that sort, because usually when kids are trick-or-treating, they're going around with an adult. Although there are quite often car accidents on Halloween because kids don't see very well in their masks, and quite often they're not very illuminated, so the drivers don't see them and they kind of dart around. But luckily I haven't actually heard about any stories this year, which doesn't mean that they didn't happen. It just may mean that somebody didn't view them as news, but I'll assume that no news is good news in this particular circumstance. All right, so we have a couple of questions on Facebook about, because we were talking about the ethical considerations a couple of weeks ago, that you actually, that all of us, when we get into a car, are making on a moment-by-moment basis, but we're not aware of them. But when you're making a car that's computer-run, you have to anticipate. All of us should be, I mean, I can remember when I took driver's ed, it was called defensive driving. And they would call the distance between your front bumper and somebody else's back bumper the living room. And that you had to leave a certain number of feet per miles per hour to just be able to stop. So I was really taught to think in the same way a computer thinks, whether I did it or not, or whether I was as capable as doing it as a computer. That, you know, that's what we're all supposed to be doing on a daily basis. We just don't. We either don't do it or we're just not aware of doing it. But if you're talking about a car that drives itself, you need to be able to program it. So so we've got basically three questions that actually have to do with self-driving cars. Let's start with the ethical considerations, because that was the one that we talked about first, with the idea being that they had three different diagrams. One, that the question is the car's responsibility to the owner? So if the computer is faced with a situation of either hitting another living object, whether it be a dog or deer or, I suppose, well, they didn't put age into it, so I don't know what happens if it's a difference between an adult and a kid. If you knew that hitting that was going to keep the driver safe, as opposed to avoiding it would put the driver at risk, what would the car be programmed to do? In other words, does your car have a commitment to you that doesn't have to people that didn't buy the car? Which is kind of an interesting way of thinking about it, because when you buy a car, I mean, you might buy a car that has safety features in it, or that has a short turning radius, or stops on, has really good brakes, but you're not really thinking about the car's commitment to you as opposed to other people, unless you're James Bond, but that's not till Thursday we're going to talk about that. All right, so we're talking about the ethical considerations, and under what circumstances would you drive that car? All right, in the meantime, John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I am happily and eagerly listening to your show this morning, and I just wanted to pass along that we did have an incident in our neighborhood here. Girls trick-or-treating, and apparently she was having a great time because she wound up hitting a shed with her car. The little girls were out walking around collecting trick-or-treat candies, and the mother hit a shed, and the shed was pushed into another trailer house, and that was pushed into somebody else's house. And no, I'm not sure, I don't think any children were injured, but the mother was basically had alcohol and methamphetamine in her system.
I mean, that's, yeah, no, and it's interesting it didn't make the papers, or at least it didn't make enough of a fuss to make the national press. But
we're,
you know,
a small town.
Well, amen. I mean, but that whole issue of Halloween becoming an opportunity not only for kids to collect junk, you know, food that's terrible for them, but adults to drink, and it's become out that Halloween has become a major drinking holiday. I don't know where it came from.
Well, I'll tell you this. We are actually in Washington State. We're in Grant County. We're in a little town called Moses Lake. And we have a major meth problem. We have a major alcohol problem. Yeah. We have a major problem with stupid people, period.
Unfortunately, John, I don't think small towns have cornered the market on stupid. But I hear what you're saying.
I
hear what you're saying.
But. Yeah.
So what are people going to do something about it? Are people going to sort of, I mean, presumably, is she going to go to jail?
It just happened Halloween. I'm sure she's in the Grant County Jail right now awaiting a hearing, or had a hearing today. We have, like, probably the best police chief you could ever run across. Unfortunately, you know, he doesn't make all the decisions. And that's my question right now. Who makes the decisions with this thing with these people? What are we going to do in this country? I have friends in downtown New York City. I have friends all over many states. What are we going to do with this problem? I just learned today, speaking with a man who lives in Hawaii, that Hawaii has a huge problem. They have a huge problem because Portland and the West Coast is getting these homeless people off the streets. How? They give them a $100 bill and an airplane ticket to Honolulu. That's how. And
wow.
They're overwhelmed.
Well, so, I didn't know that you could get to Hawaii for $100. That's a great fare. I know, beside
well,
the point.
Spending money. No, it's spending money. And,
oh,
and the municipality that has arrested these people, and they're homeless in these other West Coast towns, they get a free plane ticket and $100 cash. Now leave.
Wow.
And that's where they go.
Well,
they go
to
Hawaii because they can sleep on the beach.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got that part. And Hawaii, I know 20 years ago, Hawaii was really paradise. And then, because I can remember walking around on the beach at 2 o'clock in the morning, and within a couple of years, people said, you can't do that anymore. It's too dangerous. So it's not a new problem. It's been an issue. It started really in California. With Reagan, believe it or not, who decided to close the mental health facilities because there wasn't enough money and just turn people out on the streets. So a lot of the homeless people were people who couldn't function. It's not that they were lazy. It's not that they were drug addicts. It's that they were schizophrenic. So and obviously it seems to me that you have to have a different response to somebody. It's like if somebody has a broken leg, you don't say, look, you have to walk, you have to do, a 10-mile run. It makes no sense. It's just stupid. And that problem it was actually before, in the 60s, because San Francisco in general has sort of an easier climate, that you have people, you have street people, you have people who can live outdoors and survive. And so and big cities as opposed to small towns. But as you're pointing out, you've got a bunch of issues here. First of all, you've got the major drug of abuse in this country is legal. It's alcohol. It always has been from the days of the pilgrims. More pilgrims drowned by being drunk and falling into the canals and were killed by influenza and Native Americans and everything else put together. So we're a country of drunks. We always have been. Okay, so we've got that huge history of the major drug of abuse being legal. And then we've got drugs that people want, recreational drugs, also being legal. And a whole bunch of police chiefs have come out in the last 2 weeks of saying we have to decriminalize drug usage because we're using resources and we're filling up jails and we're using police inappropriately. Now, methamphetamines, nobody said should be legal. And the question is making pot legal going to make the problem better or worse? And I don't know that anybody knows at this moment. I mean, there you can certainly speculate on either side. But as you know, bottom line is we've got a whole bunch of problems that are a perfect storm. We've got a mental health system that's not working. You've got a mental health system that's not very well funded, which is certainly part of why it's not working. You've got a major drug of abuse that's legal. And you've got certainly an ambiguous stance toward drugs in general. So, and what do you do about it? You've also got, although unemployment seems to be not the issue that it was 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't know what the solution is, but I think that at least people are, as you say, are grappling with it. And part of it is what the laws are and how they're enforced. And then we can get into that whole other issue of what happens when you have people from other countries that are sent here. And some of them are legitimate, hardworking people who really want to come and make good for themselves. And some of them are people that have been thrown out of jails and, as you said, given a plane ticket and $100 to just get out of Dodge. So I don't know.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I know it is. And it's not. And somehow I think we put everybody into the same sort of geographical description, which is not fair, because there really are people who are the backbone of this country, always have been and always will be, and then there are people who are the problem in the community, and they were where they lived before and they are now, and that's not going to change. Put you on hold if you like.
Dr. Joy, I think a lot of people appreciate you being there for us, and I just want to encourage you to please stay aware of the problem and keep up a dialogue, for this country is in desperate shape with the drug thing. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, John. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Yeah, I wish there were simple answers. And, I don't think we do know what the long-term ramifications of making pot illegal. Certainly we know that there's going to be financial windfall from it. I mean, we have the Oregon model that they made $11 million in a week. So, and we also know from prohibition that, and not to mention the war on drugs, which was laughable, is that making drugs illegal just gives criminal elements a huge leg right. up. I mean, that's what happened in Prohibition. That's how the mafia got started, is, you know, people wanted to drink, and so they just did it. You know, I think increasing the penalties for selling to minors and taxing the living daylights out of it makes a lot of sense, rather than trying to prohibit it. And as we know, that there's a huge racial bias as well, that if you look, there was a documentary on it that I think we interviewed the guy about 3 years ago, that said that cocaine and crack are the same substance. They're biochemically, they're exactly the same. They just are in different form. And it turns out that white folk basically use cocaine, and people of color and blue collar use crack. They're the same substance, but the penalties are like 6 times greater for crack than they are for cocaine. So the resulting prison population is like, it's more than six. It's like 8 to 1 in terms of possession or selling for the substances. And it's obviously a racial bias. I mean, it really is. There's no way of getting around it. The substance is exactly the same. So, I mean, you're talking about enormously complex social issues. And then when you put mental health issues in the middle of it, not to mention, I keep coming back to the major drug abuse in this country was and will continue to be legal, and it's alcohol. So as far as I'm concerned, you put sin taxes on things, that if you want to make alcohol less available, you make it more expensive. You don't disappear it. Because disappearing it just means somebody's going to make some money off of it, and the people that are going to make money off of it are already doing things that are illegal, and it just encourages illegality and makes illegality enormously lucrative. And when you talk with kids, you know, in the project, and they can make, you know, $1,000 a week pushing some illegal substance, and they can make minimum wage at Mickey D's slinging fries, make it legal, tax the living daylights out of it, make horrifying penalties for selling to minors, and then see what happens. And, you know, it's a social experiment. We know that the opposite doesn't work. So don't, you know, if you push button A and B pops up and you hate B, stop pushing A. And so making things illegal is pushing A. Doesn't work. All right, 855. I know. I mean, it's just that we all want simple solutions to, you know, we want to be able to go hocus pocus and have the problem go away. And listen, if I had it, I would give it to you, because I'm with you. All right? 855-993-7569. All right, so talking about... I don't think this has anything to do with drugs, to be quite honest. Although, if you have an automobile, if you have a self-driving car, then you don't have to worry about drunk driving anymore. Or at least you don't have to worry about both cars and drunk driving. All right, so let's start with the ethical considerations, because that's probably the most complicated.
Well, it's actually a pretty good segue, because this person says, I can see a need for self-driving cars for the handicapped and for those who are impaired by circumstances, examples being stroke while driving, self-impaired by drugs, drowsy, etc., or unmanned cargo vehicles, which will be programmed to never risk or take a human life.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's what you have to do. Although, let me just parse your sentence a little bit. Never to risk or take a human life. Now, obviously, the operator, I assume there would not be any operator at all. So, you know, I guess that the ethical consideration is, do you sacrifice whatever's in the truck? Because it's a good point. I hadn't really thought about the commercial aspects, even though that's probably the place it's going to start. And apparently that's already the place that they're being used, is commercially. But so we probably, even in this discussion, you can hear no good deed is simple, right? That there's a difference between a car vehicle, what would we call it, a passenger vehicle, and a commercial vehicle, right? A commercial vehicle presumably has no human being in it, so you don't have to worry about it. And so the ethical consideration is, do you sacrifice the cargo as opposed to human life? And the answer is probably, yeah, cargo is not as valuable as human life. Would the owner of the self-driving truck, essentially, let's call them trucks because essentially that's what they are, would they be okay about programming something that would never take a human life if it meant the loss of the cargo? Interesting question, yes. And you'd like to think, oh, yeah, and it would come out of the manufacturer program that way. But given the fact that anybody can get into the Pentagon's computers, I don't know what that means. Would there be somebody unscrupulous that would say, well, no, that the liability, and this comes right back from my driver's ed class. And I know the teacher was kidding us, but I remember saying then, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth in cars, he said, if you ever hit anybody, make sure you roll back over them because the liabilities on death are limited. The liabilities on disability, the liability on hurting somebody is much greater. And he was kidding, I assume. But I mean, that is that there is an issue there. All right. So if we're talking about, all right. So read that whole thing again, will you? Because there are like five different issues in that.
I say I can see a need for self-driving cars for the handicapped and for those who are impaired by circumstances, examples being stroke while driving, self-impaired by drugs, or drowsy, etc., or unmanned cargo vehicles, which will be programmed to never risk or take a human life.
Okay. Somebody who's had a stroke, I mean, if we're going to include that, we have to include things like visual impairment, age impairment, people who have seizure disorders. Because if you have a stroke while you're driving, obviously, and I know a number of people, including my grandfather, who had, we were really lucky, he had a heart attack while he was driving and crashed into a telephone pole but didn't hit anybody. And I think we've all been incredibly grateful that he didn't, because he could have. I mean, he was out of, it was, and there's no way, in theory, that I suppose if you've got an Apple Watch, which somebody actually had yesterday, I saw it, my first Apple Watch, I didn't get to see how it worked, but I saw it, is that you could have telemetry in the car that could monitor the fact that your alcohol level is too high, which they're already talking about having, or that your heartbeat was irregular and so could, I don't know, signal you or take over the controls or whatever. I mean, you can see this is not a simple issue. And the amazing thing about it is it's something we should be dealing with on a daily basis. We just don't think about it because we drive our own cars. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.